The international community must not tolerate any more atrocities in Myanmar, and the government should be brought before the International Criminal Court, the ICC, to answer for serious rights violations, the UN expert tasked with monitoring human rights in the country, Yang Yili, has told UN News. In an interview on the occasion of her annual briefing to the Security Council, Ms. Lee told UN News Li Zhang that the democratic space in the country is shrinking.
Since the new government came into power, we see more people being arrested under freedom of association and assembly and freedom of expression. We see the Reuters case, the two journalists and the 11 media journalists have been imprisoned, and others who speak out for defending sensitive cases, these people are now being put under arrests and facing charges.
So the Myanmar government has repeatedly denied atrocities reported in Rakhine State. You have had a chance to visit the Rohingya refugee camp in Bangladesh. So what's your conclusion on that?
No, the atrocities did exist. I was also able to visit northern Rakhine in 2017. So I saw firsthand the people remaining in northern Rakhine. I saw the burnt villages. I saw burnt houses. I saw people who are still there. And afterwards, I went to Bangladesh and visited them, those who left in 2016, and then also those who left in August of 2017. And I have pictures of those people and the villages in northern Rakhine. So it did happen. The atrocities, they did happen. There's no denying.
The process of returning the Rohingya refugees from Bangladesh to Myanmar seems to be very slow.
Myanmar should be the one has the responsibility for the slow action. Bangladesh will not repatriate if the situation is not conducive. And repatriation should not happen unless the situation is conducive. And it has to be voluntary and in safety and in dignity.
And it seems that more and more people are getting more and more upset about Aung San Suu Kyi, who used to be the beacon of hope and democracy in Myanmar. Do you still have confidence in her?
Well, I had great respect for Aung San Suu Kyi. I still do have great respect for her. But we have to remember that she's a politician, that she is not a human rights person and somebody who has been aspiring for a free and democratic Myanmar. If she can come out and say, hey, we cannot accept atrocities against people, we must stop this, and we must ask the military commander-in-chief to stop further atrocities being committed, not only in Rakhine, but in Kachin State, Northern Shan, in Chin State, and in Kayin State.
There is also an appeal that the Myanmar situation should be brought to the ICC. Do you think that's the way out?
That's not the way out. That's the way in. I think we must bring Myanmar to the ICC, have the generals who are responsible for this, including the chief in command, Myong Lai, and the 33rd Battalion and the 99th Battalion in particular, the commanders, to justice. And they are the same ones who participated in the atrocities in Rakhine, and they're the ones that are participating in Kachin and Northern Shan. The people of Myanmar should no longer suffer, and the international community must not tolerate any more atrocity and injustice. We have to remember the UN Charter. So many times the UN has said no more, and they are doing more.